You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Thematically tie in with the Mental Health Awareness Week, which is happening this week. We have Shannon Van Ryan from OUSA here to talk more about today's theme of menarche and some general well-being stuff. Morena, how you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing real chill. I'm feeling very zen after that bit of ambient. You know, are you a fan of ambient music?
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just anything. Not going to lie, though, when I need to get stuff done, it's metal all the way.
Nice. Are you like British metal or US metal kind of fan?
I'm like any metal. You put it on my playlist and it will go on and I just need the beat.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Do you like a little like doom or sludge, like the kind of slow moving stuff?
I'm
or more doomed. Of a fast.
Nah, yeah, I'm definitely slow, but scream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, slow and screamy, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm more of a slow and yelly guy myself, but I respect the slowness. I really respect that.
Goes to prove that everyone's zen is different.
Yeah. For sure, man. So we're here to talk about the kaupapa of Monday and Tuesday for the OUSA Mental Health Awareness Week, which is running from today all the way through to Hanare Sunday. What is the kind of vibes for today? It's a menarche Monday, right?
Yeah, it is. So that's an act of kindness. The big thing is to remember that an act of kindness doesn't have to be huge. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go all out. It could be the simple fact that you open the door to the guy that's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go along to our success stories display in the link and you add your success to the wall, or you actually celebrate someone else's success, no matter how small that is. Mm-hmm. Could be the simple fact that you got out of bed this morning.
You know,
like, we need to cheer on our community, because we are a community here, and especially in Studentville, you know, we're our own community within a bigger community of Dunedin.
Yeah.
And we need to celebrate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that a lot. Yeah, it's very important to celebrate any kind of success, even if that is getting out of bed. I had a friend who moved to Christchurch, and their mental health improved tenfold when they moved over there. And they're like, I can, you know, get out of bed at a good time, and I can dress myself, and I can do all these things. And now I'm real happy for them. Even though, like, some people might be like, oh, that's bloody easy getting out of bed, blah, blah, blah. But it's not. You know, different people have different challenges.
Exactly.
So you've got to respect that. And applaud that when they can overcome their obstacles. Yeah, it's really special. Do you have any small acts of kindness planned for today?
My small act of kindness was getting here at 7 a.m. for y'all. So.
Can't play. Nice.
Look, it was a challenge, but we got there.
Mm-hmm. My small act was getting you a little glass of water.
Thank you.
No worries.
No, that's just customary around here. And tomorrow for Tuesday, what's the theme tomorrow? It's Totoko Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it is. So it's all about supporting local.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that doesn't have to be huge, but recognising that our local businesses, our local artists, they're the ones that help create our community. They're the ones that care about our community. Mm-hmm. You know, the big guys, they're great. We're not going to say anything bad about them, but...
But
they're all over the place. Yeah. They're not caring about you as an individual.
No, they've got all the attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can kind of get them anywhere. You can't get an Adju anywhere. You can't get an A-plus Burgers anywhere. You can't get, the Ortiputi hip-hop hustle in Nelson. You just, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And
for sure.
I mean, if you're listening right now, that means that you are supporting local.
Yeah, exactly.
So
can't pine.
Look
can't
at pine. That. You're doing good already.
Exactly. Do you have a favourite local cafe or restaurant in mind that you might be supporting this Tuesday?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm real basic and I love Starfish.
Starfish. Oh,
yeah,
Starfish.
Esplanade.
I thought you meant like eating Starfish and I was like, oh, I never had Starfish before.
I don't think that's basic.
I haven't even been to the Starfish before.
Really?
No. What's the vibes like?
I just like how chill it is, and they occasionally have, like, jazz musicians come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's so nice to just sit outside with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can take your dog and sit outside with your coffee, that's always an up.
Mm-hmm.
Or watch other people walk their dogs, that's definitely an up.
Mm-hmm. Do you get your dog a little puppuccino?
Not going to lie, we haven't worked up to that part yet. She's a little mischief.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think I might go pay a visit to Adju tomorrow and find a nice little place to get a tasty treat. I guess
yeah,
that's
nice.
My vibe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, these. Never mind. I was going to make a joke about like alliteration for Monarchy Monday and Total Tuesday, but I don't think there's much material there, so we're going to keep on going. What are some of the activities that are available on campus for these days?
There's actually so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
So all week we've got the Zen Room mm-hmm. at Clubs and Socks. So if you're wanting to just chill out for a little while, just pop on over. And our team has done a great job at setting up a space just for you guys to hang out. On Friday, that will actually turn into a little dance session. Ooh, with Radio 1.
Hell yeah,
to
Will.
Close it off.
Hell yeah, Will.
Yeah, so just come let out some steam for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't expect the great moves. we just expect you to come move your body.
Yeah, yeah, just get some energy going.
I mean, that's a big part of mental health, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also have Take What You Need boards. Real simple concept. We have them at Student Support and Clubs and Socks. You just come along, you grab an envelope off the wall, whatever mm-hmm. you need,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a little pick-me-up for your day.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's real cute. We also have the QR code scavenger hunt, so you can go around campus. You get the QR code from Clubs and Socks. It will send you all around campus. It's a nice break. It gets you outside walking.
Uh-huh.
And if you finish the scavenger hunt, you can go in the draw to win some Joe's Garage vouchers. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
not bad.
$100 Joe's Garage vouchers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very awesome. Very awesome. Today I see that there's a garden cleanup and some planting at the Kia Ora Peace Garden. And some evening yoga.
Look at that.
What is your preference there?
I am definitely a gardener.
Uh-huh.
I run the yoga, but I am a gardener.
Deep down.
I love getting my hands dirty, and it's so satisfying, especially because you go along. All right, so it's, you go along, you do some weeding, you happen upon some vegetables you can take home, because mm-hmm. where else are they going to go, you know? Like, mm-hmm. there's free kai right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really awesome.
Yeah, and you get a good laugh, you meet some people.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and that's running from 10 to 12 today at the Kia Ora Peace Garden, which is just opposite the library on Albany Street. I used to go there on my lunch breaks when I was a student. It was lovely.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah, and then, until there's like some bees, and you're like, oh, no, I've got to get out of there.
But the bees are lovely. They stick to themselves.
Well, for the most part, I'm just very scared of being stung, eh? Which I think is a very fair, fear, I should say. And then there's some evening yoga tonight at the Clubs and Socks Activities Hall. There's going to be some ambient music playing in the background there.
I am actually not 100% sure. So this is our usual weekly yoga.
Oh, right.
So a big part about Mental Health Awareness Week for us is actually not just giving you stuff that's just 1 week long, mm-hmm. but showing you what we actually do on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So our yoga sessions are the ones that are every week. So we got two evening sessions, two night sessions, weekly until exams hit every semester. And it's a great way to just de-stress, stretch out your body, especially if you've been hunched over studying
mm-hmm,
all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's really cheap. So for a student, it's $5 for a lunchtime yoga.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's actually, that's so affordable. That's mean. I think we're running out of time here, so I'm just going to quickly ask you one last question to wrap off this little corridor. You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Week. We've been talking about it quite extensively. What is something that you are doing or have done recently that has, you know, improved your well-being?
Personally, my well-being, I've actually... much to my flatmate's demise, turned my lounge into an art studio.
Oh, sick, man. So you're making some paintings?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've started painting denim jackets again, and I forgot that, like, it's a great way to just breathe.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. That's really awesome. That's real sick. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program, Shannon. I hope you have a fantastic Monday, and peace be with you, my friend.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you very much. All right, it's 9:44 here on the Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Show. That was Shannon Van Royen from OUSA coming on to chat about Mental Health Awareness Week, which is on right now. You can find a full list of Mental Health Awareness Week events in the back of this edition of The Critic. Otherwise, you can find it at OUSA Student Support Instagram and a bunch of other places online. We're going to cross...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.